So, Rinpoche requests that we give rise to the mind of enlightenment, a loving mind, and diligently apply ourselves to listening to the teachings, reflecting upon them, and meditating upon them. This for the purpose of gaining enlightenment, that for the purpose of benefiting all sentient beings as vast as space.
Yana tarpa tang tamche jembe kombang dobar seba la tambe chula tupa samba gomba sum de karchimbore.
So for the purpose of obtaining both liberation and the all-knowing state, omniscience, then listening to the teachings and reflecting upon them are both extremely important. So, first one needs to then understand the words, and that is like based upon listening. So based upon listening, one first needs simply to know the words, and then through the reflective process, one needs to think again and again about the meaning of the words, and then through meditation, then one can attain the meaning of the words. So the Lord of Dharma, the incomparable Dakpo Rinpoche Gampopa, then has said, by unifying, bringing together, then the listening, reflection, and meditation, then one will be unmistaken about the heart of the Dharma or the essence of the Dharma or the teachings.
When Tupa Mato Samba the Gomba Mina, Tupa Changba Mato Mina, Norva Yungre Karasana, Tixa Mato, Dini, Ton Higa Mare, Ton Togu Mare.
For example, if one only listens, that is, one only hears the words, but one is without the reflective process and one is without meditation, that it will be mistaken because one will not really understand the meaning, nor will one attain the meaning. So if one has listening and reflection, but not meditation about the meaning, this is a mistake because even though one will understand the meaning, that one will not realize the meaning. One will not have the direct realization of it. So if one wishes then to relate this to emptiness, for example, then there are two types of realization that could be spoken about, and that is inferential realization and direct realization. So inferential realization would be where one has listened and reflected and understands the meaning, so one understands then the view which is involved, one understands the reasons for the view involved, but one does not have a direct realization. It is only an inferential understanding or realization. So on top of that, one needs then meditation to attain the direct realization of the matter at hand, in this case, applying it to emptiness.
Meto hibate drare, mingre, tigre. Tonte meto hippe ming jokes at the tonrava. Mindan toni kick the zimbe, topa tela dradon renzinji topa cigre. Dradan ton dead in zimba, dradan ton dead in zimba. Meto hip drat deta. Meto hi ming taxe. Yaga londa than them by cheaper chinchin dova, then he kicking son in zimba tela. Dadon Renzinji Toba Dadon Ton Renzinji Toba Dadon Renzinji Toba Tanda yaga londap dan dembe, londap de demba and deni, chig yin ban zingi doa, kandesi zingi doa.
Metok
di kanga. Metok di kanga. Kanga metok sedu, metok hibe meng te dan dembe ngubo teni, chig dun zingi yore. Chig dun zimba te la dradon den zingi doa. Chuke la dradon den zingi zingi doa, tanda dradan ton chig dun zimba te la.
So then there's, Rinpoche spoke about then these two kinds of realization, then inferential realization and direct realization. And then there's another kind of realization here, which is called the realization of combining or bringing together sound and meaning. And the example that he's giving about that are the flowers, where first you have the name flower only, just the word flower, and then what it refers to, and that it refers to then not just the leaves or not just the stems or not just the petals, but it refers to all of these together. And so bringing together the word and the meaning of the word to exactly what it refers to then is one type of realization called combining the sound and meaning. The realization of combining the sound with the meaning.
Re tene tanda pechi chuke la toda tokpa da trawa toda seje je mangbo yungre toda seje de dradon denje je namdo da trawa le seje toda tokdra
tokdra
tokpa da trawa
tokpa da trawa
ore te chik du du toda se Seto se jeva togwa dan drawa. Tele jena dadon renzinji togwa dan drawa se. Tenda chik jeva deva de mato chikwa re.
Tudi namtok le depa.
Namto dan drawa.
Namtok dan drawa.
Namto dan drawa, namto meba.
So then there is also the dradang dun zimpe drill pe
dadon devan zimpe topa tan drava. Bela toda sigre.
So there,
okay.
So there's also then what is called being free from the realization, or being free from the realization of holding sound and meaning together. And then this refers to being free from conceptualizations or free from discursive thoughts about the matter.
Tene wanghi, wanghi, gonga wanghi, gonga wanghi, mega namhi, nava namhi, nai namhi, che namhi, luja namhi, ngate, gonga namhi, sekirwa. Gonga namhi, je, tela yang toba danjure, ngô nye je toba. Tela gonga namhi, la dadon denzin je namdo yomare, ina yang ton te korang. Jinchar dun zin to ba, jinchar do to to go re, ngô nye je to ba. Wang shi la ngô nye je to ba yore. Meke meto ke yeb da kato zin go yore, min zin go yomare, miki je. Te la ngô nye je to ba.
So then, there is another realization called the realization of the essence or the essential realization, not to be confused with direct realization here. And then it refers to through the perception of the direct perception of the five doors of consciousness, that is eye consciousness, ear consciousness, and so forth. For example, looking at the flower before, without putting a name on the flower, seeing the shape and the color of the flower, but before any name is applied to it.
Then somba yang da to pa se yang da pa to pa te kan za ga da me ba ngon som do to pa chu je da me ngon som do to pa then sa ja chim bi lo la sem chin ne lo ngon som do to pa Zogba chenpe lo la sem ching ne lo ngon sum to to pa. Ngon sum to to pa ta su ta yang tak pa to pa se kere.
Then there is perfect realization or correct realization, proper realization. And that would be the realization of the direct realization of the non-self of phenomena, the direct realization of the non-self of the individual in terms of the Mahamudra and the Mahaati. It would be the direct realization of the basic nature of the mind.
Tina tanda tokpa tope yeva tsuyang hipakar chimbure.
So it's important to understand these different divisions of the word realization, of what realization means.
Tene tere kan khe par sab tan bi chu je ramba te te pa chen bi ju la ma ten ju re ju la ma de ni je ju za dor ji ne de san je kon ju chu kon ju gen den kon ju ye ba kan de var chi bi nyin bo nga ba san ju to pa yin de den ban tene te ju za dor ji ne de re ju za ne dor ji ne den je na ne dor ji ne ye ba Khan devari ki pinyimbu ke pala devari ki pinyimbu te ike pa te la ta torpo pindi sabche mambu yere sabche du na jumsin som jen dor tenpa namya chui devari ke pa teme desur pi gur goni tenpa re kondro rumbuchi tanda devata dasena
kondro
rumbuchi are devata dasena yendo tadu yendo Kondro Rinpo Chin Deva La Jum Sin Som Jin Dor Tenpa Nam Jia Chui Yi Jie Par Shepa Dekhi Nyingpo Rang La Sab Chie Du Na Jum Sin Som Jin Dor Tenpa Nam Jia Chui Yi Jie Par Shepa Tremay Dip Sot Pi Goy Goy Ni Tenpa Sab Chie Som Jin Kong Lung Sangre Rwa Te Som Jin Na Ni Nam Jia Chui Te La Nam Jia Chui Na Ni Nam Jia Chui Te Ngo Vu Tung Jui Tung Dev Tung Lejeton, Dembeton, Jobeton, Nekapje Rab de Yeveton, Tegini Kundin Roveton, Tatum Jobeton, Yuntin Yerme, Beton, Tan, Ton Chuyere, Ton Chuyen, Nani, Tanda, Yemun to Husein, the Terrain, Dembeton, Naba Dembeton, Nema. Taji George of the Namkala Taji.
So of the teachings, graduated teachings of the Dharma, then Rinpoche is teaching on the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra. And this Shastra then is divided into seven diamond points. And those points are the rare and supreme ones of the Buddha, the rare and supreme one of the Dharma, the rare and supreme one of the community aspiring for virtue. And the fourth point is the basic constituent, enlightenment, qualities, and enlightened activity. And of those seven points, then he is teaching on the fourth point, that of the basic constituent. And in this commentary by Dorapopa, then this is divided into first the brief presentation, which is the three reasons why all beings are endowed with the basic constituent. And then the second expanded explanation is the basic constituent then presented in 10 headings. And the third point then is the relationship between that and the covering stains given by 9 examples. So of those, he's in the section then dealing with the 10 headings. And the 10 headings then are the essence, the cause, the fruit, what is after fruit?
The function,
the qualities, the approach, the phases, the pervasiveness, the inseparability, and one was forgotten. Inseparability, the qualities, then Jepakarade?
Jepa.
Right.
Jepa koindu dhokato.
Gupa?
Ah.
Gupa?
Gupa tada manjarvato. Jepa yinti yinmeto.
Gupa then? Gupa?
Gupa tada manjarvato.
And unchangeability are the 10 points. The 9th one is unchangeability, and the inseparability of qualities is the 10th point. So of those, then, he's now teaching on the 5th point, which is that of the endowment of qualities. So from the outline, then first is the meaning of being endowed with the accumulation of qualities, and it has two parts. First, teaching collectively on the qualities of the cause and the fruit. And then the specific teachings on the essence of each of these.
Tela tumong da tenpa neze, ta tela jo tan devu yuantin tan tenpa te, jo yuantin tan devu yuantin tan tenpa tumong da tenpa ne, sawa jansu chi yin pa min pe yuantin re jin ma ze ne, yin mi yuantin tan tenpa ngobo ni se ma min jin ki sawa song de.
So we are on page 32. The third line. Rinpoche will be starting next where it says Perna. And so then first this is the collection or the qualities of the fruit and the qualities of the cause then taught collectively or taken together. The root text is the third line of the first page of page 6, front side, number 42 in the English. And it reads as follows. It is likened to a great ocean, an inexhaustible abode of precious, limitless qualities. Because the essence is endowed with inseparable qualities, it is likened to a butter lamp's flame.
Tandikavso, juyuyentinte, teche nyingpo la ju yun ting tan tenpa te jang su pe tan jar na tenpa re, devu yun ting tan tenpa te mami pe tan jar na tenpa re.
So here, then, the qualities of the cause of the essence of the one thus gone is compared to an ocean, and then the qualities of the fruit are compared to the flame of a butter lamp, or a butter lamp's flame.
Janso chembo, no rabda yamba, janso chembo, no rabda yamba, no rabda yamba, hindu yamba. No hindu yamba se chede, no ja chembo tenda chikwanda ore. ကတိကောကတော့ဟဲ့တေရအစစ်တနေနိုးခင်းတရံပါရံပုချေတံဂျန်ဆုချင်ပနိုးခင်းတရံပါဂျန်ဆုနာနာတနေနိုးဝရံပုချေမန္တဝနာစောပယေရဝနိုးဝရံပုချေတံချောပါဒမချောပါဒမေပါချောပါဒမေပါထာယေပါဒဝိုင်ကင်းတော့
Dova tang zomba jeba re, pena zamba lenge cho chenpo tu su kanga jamsu na na dova zomba baba re. Baba yendo chuji yengjang. Chuji yeng kan devari shibu nyingbo jang. Mupa no rabdu yangbar. Mepa te, da jansu chenpo te, jansu chenpo te la no yangba, cho mangbo, cho te nano norba naso yorba, te kankan zomba te jansu chenpo roba, te yenda ta, dehi nyingbo la, tene ju yun ting kankan sanggo yorba. Mepa no rabdo yangba, tekpa chenpo chula mepa te, no rabdo yangba, hindu yangba, ya no ja chenpo tang,
Hirab the Tingenzin, that you Tamito be Hirab the Deva the Tingenzin, yet Tingenzin, pa the meba, yard the meba, te meba, te tenda jibare. Tingenzin, Hirab the Tingenzin, pa the meba, te yin. Yun ting jie, ba de me be yun ting jie, yun ting de yi yin jie norwa rinpo chi. Jiang zu na na norwa yueba, norwa da chun chong ba le. Norwa zog su goe ba.
Zog su goe ba se ne?
Zog su goe ba se jie de yun ting de norwa yin ban ra wo. De la zog su goe se do, zog yin ra wo le. Tuk ji chua me ze ba. Tukje te tseba nyingje chenpo te cho mezebe zogzu kwa wara, nyingje te cho yinbandawa. Cho mezeba, sepa meba, zogba meba. Jansu chenpo cho te le zonro ya zani yo marwa. Mezeba, sepa meba, zogba meba. Cho mezebe nesu chorba te tabi se na ju yun ting tang denpe tong yin la. This and a jum churpe serres the jetta tinsigri kanga. Churpe serna, ju in the debetonilla, de king yimbo tela, chuji yin kan dever hibin yimbo la, ju in the tamje de king yimbo lingre. Oya, tibat.
So, for example, just like the ocean. Is a very vast vessel, very vast then, very great, limitless jewels or, let's see, start again. Just like the ocean is a very vast vessel, jewels, and limitless water, endless water, then the expanse of qualities has become the inexhaustible abode, or it is the inexhaustible abode of the very vast vessel of devotion. The jewels of limitless qualities, wisdom and meditative stabilization. Wisdom here means the wisdom that realizes non-self, and meditative stabilization is the joyous meditative stabilization, and the waters of compassion. This is the meaning of being endowed with the qualities of the cause. So here the example is given that the expanse of qualities then is likened to an ocean, and then what makes up an ocean then is the vessel or the environment along with the limitless waters, which do not evaporate, which are always there. It's like the ocean collects or gathers into it all of the waters. They fall into it, they gather into it. And then in those waters then are jewels, are precious stones. And so all of those together, environment, waters, and the precious stones, make up the ocean. In the same way, what makes up then the expanse of qualities is the environment or the vessel. The vessel is not such a good translation here. It's pretty exact, but a better one can be found. But the container or the environment of devotion to the Dharma, and then the likened to the jewels are wisdom and meditative stabilization, and that is found within then the waters of compassion. So those three together make up the expanse of qualities.
Tandala tajar kona chuyeng devari ki pinyin bo chuchin chujiyeng devari ki pinyin bo chuchin yese nandegadu yana ye devari ki pinyin bo sena yandegare kareyadu ye devari ki pinyin bo chuchin juyeng tinta denba yansu da chun chungba yinde mba no no jya chenpo mba no jya chenpo tang hirab da ting en zeng ji yun ting norba tab tang tuk jya chenpo nying jya chenpo cho pa da me ba cho me ze pa da me ba cho me ze be yun ting da deng ba se.
So, taking as the subject of this syllogism, and I'll ask Rinpoche to repeat it after, taking as the subject or the churchen, then the foundation essence of the one thus gone, then that is endowed with the qualities of the cause and is like... and is likened to an ocean, yinde, because then it is the vessel or environment of devotion, the vast, great vessel of devotion. It then has the jewels of meditative stabilization and wisdom, and it also has the limitless waters of compassion. Yimpesir, then Yangchik, Tajo de Yangchik.
Yet they were keeping nimble at Chichin. Do you indeed? Then by Janso, then somebody indeed. Do you indeed, Murba, Hirab, Tingze, Seva Yerba? Do you indeed, then by Janso, then somebody indeed? Mubba. Tipa Timbichula Mubba te Tataju Riri the Yinukona Mubba de no dan Sumba Kanke. Hirab the thing in the end,
Shirab da tingin zin te jamsu nang noru rinpo che dan chong la. Sewa ningbo, ningje chenpo te cho meze pa dan denpa dan chong pa se.
He expanded it a little. He took all of those points then separately. Again, the subject is the foundational essence of the one just of the one thus gone. Then it's endowed with the qualities of the cause, which is likened to an ocean, because it is endowed with the vast vessel of devotion to the Mahayana Dharma. It is endowed with wisdom and meditative stabilization, likened to jewels, and it is endowed with limitless compassion, which is then likened to the limitless water of the ocean.
The Ningbo Tapar Sebe Jo Yebo Mopa Hirap Tingze Ningi Yebo Jo Yuin de Yedeki Ningbo La Jo Yuin de Dambam Jo Yuin de Yenoba de Deki Ningbo de Yobare Dama Mepetov Je Mondo Majobare Mado Neva Yobare. Tene dhamma de yona, tene te ngon du jote, devar shepi nyingpo tama jang to hoye.
So, these then four qualities of the cause, that of devotion to the Mahayana Dharma, that of the wisdom that realizes non-self, and of joyous meditative stabilization, and of then great compassion, that these are contained, or these are the inherent qualities of the cause, the foundational Buddha nature, the foundational essence of the one thus gone. And if one then does not receive any instructions concerning it, they are still there. But in receiving instructions, then he dhamma katopna?
Dhamma yona tene mondu jogore.
Then if...
Vena nyingye gomba dhamma yona tene nyingye chenpo cheta gore.
So if one receives instructions concerning them, then one is able to directly or truly manifest them. For example, if one receives instructions about compassion, then one is able to actually manifest then compassion.
Pena tekpa chenpa chu tu na chu xe na tekpa chenpa chu la me pa che gare. Khanza ka dhami da chu ji da me pa tanda tu na xe na tene dhami to tu gare. Tengen zin gomba dhamma yo na tengen zin drop tu gare. Nyingi dhamma yo na tene nyingi chenpa che gare.
For
de xe nyingpo la ju yuen ten yuwa pa la tene che gare.
So these arise then, or are able to be actualized, because they are the qualities of the cause, of the essence of the one thus gone, of the Buddha nature, of the Tathagata Garbha, and of the Deshi Nyingpo. For example, then, if one receives instructions concerning, if one listens and receives instructions about the Mahayana Dharma, then one is able to give rise to devotion towards the Dharma. If one receives instructions on the wisdom that realizes non-self, then one will be able to actualize that wisdom that realizes non-self. If one receives instructions on meditative stabilization, one will be able to accomplish joyous meditative stabilization. And if one receives instructions on compassion, then one will be able to give rise to compassion.
Yin ni yin ten tang den ba ngo ni sa man mi ji ta ti ka sun de wi den ba che ba de ta de wi wang de sen ngo ba ri che ba dang yin je sem che ba la so pe ngo ba ri che ba dang sak pa me bi yi chi dang sak pa me bi yi chi nyu mo ba me bi yi chi dang sak pa se pe pa ba Sakpa sepe pamba se de sapa tang, sapa nyum mumbam, drapa sepe pamba. Pamba nam, Sapa mebe yeki seji din chenpa. Tokpa. Sapa sepa pamba te. Pamba tembarwa. Tokpa tan pamba nite. Sapa mebe pamba nam. Number year mebe yuntin dan denbe. Ngo yinbe ser. Ngo yuntin dan denba. Yuntin the din sija te yetel yuntin yuba tendar. Ngo ni yinbe ser. Ngo ni. Ngo ni. Rang yin. Ngo ta rang yin ni te kap kapsu te zi cheba yore. Kap kapsu tenda chikpanda wo yore. Ti tsek ne kap ta. Ti kipa koran kanki ke. Kanki pa ti ne kap lara alegre. Moni in Besser, Rangi in Besser, Perna, Marmi, Namata, Marme Tela, Namate, Wotan, Trovatan, Mame la Trovo, Yura, Trovatan, Donam, Mame, Carpota, Marbola, Sopan, Donam, Number Yeva, Mabe Yendo, Rang, Mame, Rang, and Ovitan, Soso, Yea, Yer Mare. In a nam dole, her certain Koran de la Santa, dogpa segedo. Dogpa. Mula, mami, nama, nama, wore. Trova hakozo, carre.
Heat.
Trotan. Cado, somebody. Dogbung all the soso, yere, yeva, yere, to mami, rangum, overtain the soso, never.
Ranging a wool, chepe your mari, so so your mari.
Mammy rang me rang a movitani, tene, wotang, trovata, kados on a movitani, tani, chepa mevare. In a young, nam dog and don't so like chepa yerava. Wote make a domore, trote, regret, look and youngere, reva. Tene young, kado make a tongreva.
So because there is the essence itself, which is endowed with the inseparable qualities, and the essence itself here then also refers to the nature, sometimes the meaning of the essence itself, or the essence and the meaning of nature, is the same, and sometimes it is different. It depends on the situation that it's used in. In this case, it's the same. Because there is the essence itself, which is endowed with the inseparable qualities of clairvoyance, uncontaminated pristine wisdom, and uncontaminated relinquishment. Uncontaminated, then, relinquishment means that it is all of the veils, the obscurations, all of the disturbing emotions, the kleshas have been removed, have been completely removed, relinquished, and uncontaminated pristine wisdom then refers to realization and or knowledge, and they could also one. So here is speaking about then uncontaminated, basically uncontaminated realization and uncontaminated relinquishment. So because of that, then the inseparable qualities of these three, then it is likened, it is compared to, the essence is compared to the brightness, meaning the light here, the light, the heat, and the color of a butter lamp's flame. Here, then, from the point of view of the essence of the butter lamp's flame, there is no difference whatsoever, that the essence is the same. But from the point of view of conceptuality, discursiveness, then there seems to be a difference. For example, the light and the color of the flame then are seen by the eyes. The heat of the flame is felt, but from the essence that they are the same.
The pig on the door. Pena, mommy, Nawata, Trovata, and Dona, year, maybe.
Randa,
year, maybe you indeed, and dinte. Munchitan. Sapa, maybe you hit a tama, maybe pamba num.
Sapa, Kariashi?
Munbari Hippa. Saba may be Saba may be Pamba. Cup cows at Mamma may be Pamba singing. Pamba num, the heat, David the king in Borandang, who ye need the dame beset. Penum, mammy, nama, trova, and door, num, mammy, more than Chiquay. What did it?
Then you rang down, Yuntin Yerwa Mepa, Dang Dente Senna?
There. David the king in Borla. David the king in Borangan Ota Yeva may be in the day. David the king in Buyentin, the Randang Ota Tade Mare, Randang Ota Chipare.
Kayen de Shentongilola, Marabe.
Ah, well, you ain't don't lowly in them.
And Rangtongilola, then Ranging Ovo,
that Ambote Yota.
Taking a hug of God. Then taking as the subject of this syllogism, and the subject is the fruit essence of the one thus gone, the fruit Buddha nature. This is synonymous with Buddha. So the fruit Buddha nature then is endowed with its own nature and inseparable qualities because it is likened to, because it has the clairvoyance, which is likened to the light of a butter lamp. Because it has clairvoyance and uncontaminated pristine awareness and uncontaminated or stainless relinquishment, and is compared to the light, heat, and color of the flame of a butter lamp.
And Devi Kapsu Sadhu Thok Gogo Mare Pena Siddho La Siddhi Yore Trima Jyamare Mato Siddhi Sadhu Thoba Mare Ten Ravi Cheva Yore.
So there is a difference here in the views of the Rangtong and the Shentong. Then in Rangtong would say that these qualities do not exist spontaneously within the foundation itself, within the foundational. Can you rank them? Then you should get some input. Say grab it.
Ah, the key input. Yeah, the ina ya lundrup jee di do.
The halos ang ina should get some input. Yeah, say grab.
Yeah, the key input lang the key.
So then they would, the Rangtong, the Rangtongers.
Rangtong.
Would assert that the qualities do not exist, do not spontaneously exist within the foundational Buddha nature, but that they are newly attained in the fruit. Whereas the Shentong would assert, those who hold the Shentong view would assert that these qualities do spontaneously exist in the foundational Buddha nature itself and are not newly acquired, but are attained in the same way that gold is attained through getting rid of the defiling rock around it. So then, there is the presentation of the essence of each. The first, the meaning of being endowed with the qualities of the cause, that is, devotion, wisdom, meditative stabilization and compassion, and then being endowed with the qualities of the fruit. These are taken then separately now.
So,
those of you who have your commentary, if you look down where it says 40-43 on the sixth line, page 32, sixth line, bottom. Got it? It says de nga. It should say de la. So that you should take away that nga from the bottom. And then this is root text 43 in the English translation. So concerning the qualities of the cause, the root goes is as follows. Because it contains the basic constituent of the body of qualities, the pristine wisdom of the victorious one, and compassion, it is taught to be similar to an ocean by means of vessel, jewels, and water.
So
So, because it is the ground and completely contains the basic constituent or cause, which is the perfectly pure body of qualities, which contains the pristine wisdom of the victorious one, because it is the ground and completely contains the basic constituent or cause, which is the perfectly pure body of qualities, the cause which obtains the pristine wisdom of the victorious ones, and the cause which enters into great compassion, it is like a vast vessel, jewels, and water. By these three similes, the expanse of qualities is taught as being similar to a great ocean. So here then, the cause which purifies then the body of qualities is the devotion then to the Mahayana Dharma. The cause which accomplishes or which attains then pristine wisdom, the cause which attains pristine wisdom is the wisdom that realizes non-self and the joyous meditative stabilization. That is likened then to the jewels. The devotion then is likened to the environment or the vessel. And the cause which brings about the entering into great compassion, or that brings about great compassion. And here, it's the great compassion of the Buddha. The cause of that is compassion. And that is likened then to the waters in the vessel. So the whole thing, then the expanse of qualities here synonymous with the Buddha nature is likened to the ocean in this way.
Tandela tajar ma ko na so deva lam na kani go do se na ye deva ki pinyin bo de jam so dan song wa am tun ba am da ba re kar re se na ye deva ki pinyin bo de ju yi de 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 ba jam so dan da re kar re se na me ba no dan da re here of the thing in the jam so no ba dan da re sung re Teva Niji Chembo de Chomang Bodhan Dagre.
So, not to put this into a syllogism, but just to summarize it, the foundational Buddha nature, the base Buddha nature, then is likened to an ocean, and because the devotion to the Mahayana Dharma then is likened to the environment. The wisdom that realizes non-self and the joyous meditative stabilization are likened to the jewels on the floor of the ocean. And the compassion of the foundational Buddha nature is likened to the vast waters of the ocean.
Tan Devi Yuntin the Dembane Timmy Nella Munshita Yehitimi Tingi, the Nami Messer Mami, Nanda Tondo Chitonjin, his Avatar.
So now the qualities of the fruit explained. The root text 44, 6a line 5. Because clairvoyance, pristine wisdom, and the stainless suchness are inseparable in the stainless ground, They are compared to the light, heat, and color of a butter lamp's flame. So in the stainless ground, pure by nature, the essence of the one thus gone. So the stainless ground then refers to the foundational, again, the foundational Buddha nature. It is said to be stainless, actually really stainless, stainless from the beginning, primordially stainless, naturally stainless, and it is sometimes then called the natural body of qualities which is absolutely pure, or the Buddha which is by nature absolutely pure. It refers to that. So in the stainless ground, pure by nature, the essence of the one thus gone, because the five clairvoyances, and the five clairvoyances then refer to the clairvoyance of the divine eye, the clairvoyance of the divine ear, the clairvoyance then of knowing past births, the clairvoyance then of knowing other minds, and the clairvoyance of miracles. And in the stainless ground, pure by nature, the essence of the one thus gone, because the five clairvoyances, the uncontaminated pristine awareness, and the stainless suchness are inseparable, the stains having become completely transformed, it is compared to the inseparability of the light, heat, and color of a butter lamp's flame.
Tandala tajo ngoma deva kaso ko tsabare. Tanda deva lana deva dekhi ngimbo. Deva dekhi ngimbo la deva yenti nam dekhi deva dekhi. Devu yendi nam devu deki nimbo dang o yermi yerme de chordu den bare pe na marme marme la marme na wa troba do nam marme dang o yerme ba yin ten do
yunten yerme pa dang
devu yendi
devu yunten dang devu ngo
devu deki nimbo la devu yendi nam Year may but over year may but then but when a mammy non don't draw one don't do not mammy the year may be.
So to sum this up, in the fruition Buddha nature, then there are the endowments of the qualities which are inseparable, whose essence is inseparable, like the inseparability of the light, heat, and color of a butter lamp's flame. So that is then the conclusion of the fifth point, that of the qualities. So Rinpoche says that this afternoon during the question time, he'll be going over to Naroling. And so at that time, we should still meet, and then if there are any questions, that I'll try to answer them, and if I'm able to answer them, I will, and if I'm not able to answer them, that we'll write them down and ask Rinpoche when he comes back. So Rinpoche is explaining this kind of in short verse, not a lot at a time, because he feels that if one understands these 10 points well, that later when one comes to the manner of the examples of the manner of the stains, that this is quite easy to understand if one has the foundation of understanding this part well. One will able to understand this well if one memorizes the root verses either in Tibetan or in English, and then to reflect upon the meaning of them.
Okay.
In particular, in Tibet, there, there is the tradition of learning the root texts by heart. So in the root text, then, when they use individual words, one is able to expand on them in many different ways. For example, taking the word ocean, then one can speak about the ocean of circular existence, the ocean of the sufferings of circular existence, the ocean of qualities here, the ocean of the accumulation of merit and pristine wisdom and so forth. So there are many different ways that one then can explain them.
Oh yeah. Tāngātū nēgī tūpē, nēgī lā tūsām, nēgī tūpē pēnyōng. Nēgī tūpē pēnyōng dēngī.
Nēgī